Wilkie. In a presentation organized by the Wilkie Citizens on Patrol Program and RCMP, some 30 people in attendance at the New Horizon Hall in Wilkie, May 4, learned about some of the most common scams used by criminals to defraud people, especially seniors, of their hard-earned money. CUP members were pleased with the turnout, exclaiming they had wondered if anyone would bother to come. The attendance numbers showed there is an interest in this information and people do want to protect themselves as best they can. CST. William Rompre of the Wilkie Detachment, who has been in Wilkie for approximately 10 months on his first posting with the RCMP, began by pointing out the importance of scam awareness, saying that it is far easier to prevent a scam from happening in the first place than getting money back afterwards and or finding the scammer. Throughout the afternoon, Rompre emphasized the importance of doing your research. Interested in a subscription offer, which usually starts with a free sample offered online. Research the company involved. Is it a real company with a legitimate website? Look at reviews, and not only the reviews posted by the company. Read the bad reviews too. Read the return policy. Rompre gave the example of a company which offered refunds on returns but only if the product had never been opened. Read the conditions of the subscription. Sometimes if you cancel the subscription, the free sample is no longer free and your credit card will be charged for it. Some of these subscriptions can be very difficult to cancel. Failing other attempts, Rompre suggested canceling the credit card. Rompre said the types of ads to be most careful of are those which promise low cost or free samples, promote miracle cures and weight loss products, and or suggest you act now. He also warned about fake online pharmacies which often also send fake medicine, which can be harmful in and of itself. One way to recognize a fake online pharmacy is if they offer to send medications without you needing a prescription. Rompre also spoke about identity theft, which can include stealing and using your pictures, phone numbers, banking and credit card information, health card number and social insurance number. Even if you think an email or text from your financial institution is legitimate, never respond or click on any links. Instead, initiate your own call by calling the usual number you use, going directly to their regular website and/or attending a branch in person. Never give out any personal information over the phone in a call which you did not initiate. Rompre said his number one tip was, if you are ever asked for financial information by email, phone or text, the answer is, no. Other tips were to make sure to keep your computer and phone operating and security systems up to date and to change passwords on occasion. Of course, never use the same password for all your online accounts. The most disgusting scams, in Rompre's opinion, are so-called romance scams, because they play with the victim's emotions. These scams can arise from both legitimate dating sites and fake dating sites. Someone can pose as a genuine person seeking a relationship on a legitimate site, but in reality, be building a relationship with you to later ask you for money to help them with some made-up crisis. Or, in some cases, after building the relationship, they want to exchange intimate photos and then use your photos to blackmail you by threatening to post them everywhere. Online, nobody will fall for you right away, said Rompre. If someone is professing love too quickly, be careful. Fake dating sites, on the other hand, require you to pay to receive and send messages, and can be similar to subscription scams. The scammers create accounts on these sites by people who want you to talk and talk and talk. Rompre also pointed out there are still in-person scams as well. One example is a contractor showing up at your house and suggesting they can come tomorrow to do some work and, if you pay a deposit today, you will receive a discount on the overall price. But, unfortunately for you, they never return to do the work. Someone may offer to check out your house so they can make a recommendation on a security system, or what upgrades your existing system may require. If this is not a legitimate security system salesperson, now they know all the details about your home and, if they follow you on social media, they may know when you're going to be out of the country on holiday for a couple of weeks. For any in-person scams, your first step should be to confirm the company or individual has a business license issued by your town or village. And never be afraid to ask questions, whether in person or on the phone, to get more details about the company or charity they represent. Rompre also covered disaster relief scams, bogus charity requests, emergency requests from someone posing as a family member, and online marketplace scams. He warned scammers will use tactics to push you to move quickly, while legitimate companies and real people will be more patient and not demand instant action. If ever in doubt, ask a trusted family member or friend's opinion. It is better to be slightly embarrassed before you lose money. A big problem for people who have been scammed is that they are generally very embarrassed afterwards. Having been scammed can affect not only your finances but also your mental health. Rompre was well qualified to lead the discussions. Before joining Canada's National Police Force, he was security advisor to Tanguay, a chain of some 1,600 stores in Quebec. His position encompassed both in-store and online security.